Good morning. Amen. Happy Sabbath. I like that. Amen. All right. Who last night went to bed and took that day for granted? Anybody raise your hand? Pastor? You didn't? Who just passed it by and was just like, it's just another day, I'll wake up tomorrow? Anybody? Aren't there people that wake up and may not get up at all? And they passed that day by? Maybe sinned. I can't just put anything on anybody. Went through the day. Wasn't thankful. You get up each morning. You go to bed each night. The sun's going down, but then it's a blessing. You wake up, and the sun's coming back up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who in here is thankful for anything?
Oh, yeah.
Raise your hands. Anybody. If you are, just put it up.
Amen.
Put it up higher. There you go. If anybody didn't raise your hand, then you ain't paying attention, right? Because there's nothing that the Lord hasn't done for you that you haven't noticed unless you're just not paying any attention to Him. You got to open up your Bible sometimes. You have to pray. Get on your knees. That's the only time He tries to keep you down or ask you to get down is if you're on your knees. Right? I'd like to share a couple verses with you that tell you things about being thankful, that show you some things, and that everybody will hopefully have an uplifting spirit about it. If anybody would like to open up the Bible, let's start with Psalms 100, verse 3 through 4. If anybody's ready, just let me know. You ready? All right. Still hear pages turning. I'm going to give them a second. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. This world, I'd like to say, is His pasture. We graze in it, right? We only live here, but He owns it. He tends to us, and we are supposed to follow with Him. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. Who in here is thankful that the Lord made you?
Amen.
No one here is thankful that He died. He had His hands pierced, His feet pierced, and His back whipped. And it was something I don't think I'll do. Not unless, I don't know all y'all, but I may do that for like my family, but y'all got to be crazy. I ain't doing that. All right, let's open up to another one. 1 Chronicles 16:8. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Who in here has had the Lord do something for you? You were thinking about it, may not have got down, but it was a miracle that He noticed it and He just brought it to you. Sometimes you don't think about that. You're thinking about it. You're wondering if it'll happen. You're wanting it to happen. You may not go to Him, but He knows you. He knows your mind. He knows the hairs on your head. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're going through. He has angels watching you. He is omnipresent, and He knows everything about you. Is there anybody that would like to share a thing that has happened recently, in the past, at any time? Anything. A blessing. Yes, ma'am.
First time was in October.
There's still air in your lungs and blood in your veins. It's all worked out. Anybody else? There could be only two people here, and I'm sure those two people would have something to say. You just need to think about it. Anybody else? We're going to get a couple. Everybody sure? Or are y'all just not thinking hard enough? I know I got your attention. Or are y'all just paying attention? I mean, you know what I mean? Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Anybody else? Me?
I'm thankful to see you taking part. For years, I felt like Brandon should be a minister. He has not followed that in the past, but today I think proved it. So I'm thankful.
Anybody else? Anybody? Any of younger age, maybe a teen. No offense. No offense. Age ain't nothing but a number, but I want it. It's today's for the, we're doing it. Everybody's doing it. But how about a younger person? Maybe my brother or sister? Anybody? Yes, ma'am.
I'm not a youth, I mean, imagination, but And when I substitute teach, I realize that these children, you know, they're learning. Y'all are the future. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I come home and say I'm worried about the future. And I just hope that all of us, the children everywhere, some have an adult in their life, and the Holy Spirit, of course, to lead them into adulthood for their, where they have the future.
Yes.
I just wanted to thank God for this young family right there. You remember when you were a little kid and your parents were so scared to take you to church for fear of how you might misbehave and everything? It takes guts to be a parent today. And I'm just thankful for this young couple and bless their hearts. Look at those little children. They're just relaxed, just like they were at home. And that's just beautiful, I think. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Let us. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Such a brave young man. Amen. There's something about you.
Thank you very much.
And don't get a swelled head, but that's right.
Okay. Let us all, like God said, the kingdom of heaven belongs to those like these. The ones that are sitting down here playing. We were all there, but we all forgot where we came from. We all came from our mom. We were all grown up. We were all small, and we got here. We all get older, but we all need to have a younger heart. Don't be younger in mind. You see what I mean? Grow and mature, but don't forget that you have to use your heart, and it has to stay young. It doesn't grow cold. It stays warm. You want to make it there, you got to be like the younger ones. Mama.
Thank you.
something in the church. I am so thankful today. I feel like I've accomplished a little in my life just by having these three youth and children. I'm just really thankful.
I think we're all thankful here today. We got up. We awoken, and God gave us this other day. I hope He gives us one tomorrow, which I can't say for certain, for sure, that we will, everybody will make it through, but I know that most of us will. And I'd like to thank y'all for y'all's time, and don't forget the blessings that we have in this Bible. We need to read it more. Mr. Don DeMello. Like I said, the younger ones, don't act wild, y'all. For real, get mature in your mind. Stay young at heart. You'll live longer. You'll be happier. And nothing can keep you down unless you let it. So just be thankful that the Lord's there to brush you off, pick you up, and allow you to keep going. Thank y'all very much.
Now, our next young person, I really want you to listen to him. In fact, is this mic going? Because he's... Can you reach this one? Come over here. He's going to pray. That's what he wants to do. Now, then Pastor Mandy's going to come up and finish things off, but I think that's great, Caleb. Come on up here. Now, if this is going, I want you to pray right into this. It is. All right, can you...
Testing.
All right, there you go.
Let us bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the Sabbath day. Help us to remember to give thanks, not only on Thanksgiving, but every day. We thank you for everything that you've given us, and help us to remember to give you thanks for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. That was special. Thank you very much, Caleb. Now we're going to all sit down there and listen to this young man right here. God bless you, Pastor Manny. Thanks, fellas.
You really can't say much more than what Brandon has said. He's covered the title of the sermon very well, We Are Thankful. And he's made you think, has he not? Why are you thankful? And that you should be thankful. We have many reasons to be thankful. And yes, Brandon, we often go to bed and take the day we had for granted. But we ought to be thankful. Just want to share a couple of verses with you this morning. Not very much. If you would take your Bibles again to the book of Joel, chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, verse 26. Joel chapter 2, verse 26. It's really good to hear the pages of your Bibles rustling. That's a good indicator that we're all here to learn something. Amen? Joel 2, verse 26, "And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God." So you shall eat plenty and be satisfied, and shall praise the name of the Lord your God. I want to share with you the parable of the ungrateful cat. Husband and wife lived alone. Had no kids. She loved God, but he could not bring himself to accept religion. Just wasn't into organized religion, anything like that. Nothing to do with God, nothing to do with the Bible. She attended church alone. Now, this couple had not wanted a cat, but... one night, the children, their next-door neighbors, the children brought over a little kitty cat to their door, and it played on their pity. And so they took the cat in. Cat hairs, dirt, flea colony, and all those good things. And so they treated the cat very well. They worked really hard to help that small kitten. They got her the tastiest and most nutritious food. They would pet her fur just right. They got her a kitty box. They got her a scratching post, which she didn't use because you know all cats usually go for the furniture. Now they just treated her very, very well. You know, got her the shots that she needed, just fed her well, took care of her. And they named her Boots because of the white fur on her feet. So they had Boots. And they loved Boots. And, you know, she had her little balls that she played with, the spools, and she slept on top of the TV because it was warm. And she loved being with them. Then one day, well-nourished Boots suddenly decided that she did not need her master anymore. And Boots decided that she would devote all of her attention to her mistress, who stayed at home all day. And when the man came home every evening, you know, she would scurry off, she would shy away, and anytime he came near her, the cat would bolt and just go hide. And so she became a one-person cat. And, you know, the man, he had never done anything wrong to this cat. He treated her well. He would pet her just right, make her purr and all those good things. And he didn't understand, you know, what had happened. He always treated her very well. The fact that he worked and that he brought the money in to buy that nutritious food for her and to give her a place to live really played no part in her bias. He had never stepped on the cat's tail. He had never hurt the cat. He had cared for her in the best fashion that he knew. Now he got to thinking about this ungrateful varmint. And it suddenly seemed that God was speaking to him. And he understood how God felt. And he felt God was saying, you know, I have given you life. I have given you life. I have given you the best. You shun me. You avoid me. You despise me. You don't take the time to learn of me. You know, you are indebted to me for all that you have. And you have turned your back on me. The book of Hosea says that according to their pasture, they were filled. They were filled and their heart was exalted. Therefore, they have forgotten me. The book of Psalms says, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We're not going to remember all his benefits, but we ought not forget them all either. Amen. Little schoolboy was asked, now what do you have to be thankful for? You know what he said? My glasses. And he explained. They keep the boys from fighting me and those girls from kissing me. We have something to be thankful for. I have some questions I would like to share with you. What if God didn't take time to bless us today since we didn't take time to thank Him yesterday? What if God decided to stop leading us tomorrow because we did not follow Him today? What if we never saw another flower bloom because we grumbled when God sent the rain? What if God didn't walk with us today because we failed to recognize it was His day? What if God took away the Bible tomorrow because we would not read it today? What if God stopped loving and caring for us because we failed to love and care for others? What if God would not hear us today because we would not listen to Him yesterday? What if God answered our prayers the way we answer His call for service? What if God met our needs the way we meet His needs? I was visiting a church 2 years ago around this time, and a church member got up and was giving thanks. They were giving, just praising the Lord, and what they were grateful for, they were thankful for, and it was a list of spiritual things from from A through Z, and worldly things that he was thankful for, spiritual things and worldly things. And I'm thankful for the angels. I'm thankful for the Bible. I'm thankful for Calvary. I'm thankful for devotions. I'm thankful for Ellen White. And I'm thankful for God. And I'm thankful for heaven. And I'm thankful for intercession. You know what Jay was. I'm thankful for Jesus. And the list goes on. You know, I'm thankful for revival. I'm thankful for salvation. I'm thankful for truth. I'm thankful for unity, for victory, for the wondrous works of God, for excellence, for youth, for zeal. We have a lot to be thankful for. God has done a lot for us. Amen? His mercies never fail. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I would like to end with this passage this morning, if you would turn there. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 that we have shared with you today, you know, whatever we do, we ought to be thankful for. At the end of the day, be thankful for and meditate upon what the Lord has given us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. We should all, as Paul writes there, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Brandon did a good thing by asking you, what are you thankful for? And we could probably spend a good couple of hours or more if we went through each person and saying what we're thankful for. And not just on Thanksgiving, as Caleb said. Right? But all the time be thankful. But it's a good thing that we take this time of year to be thankful. And so take some time out of your day. And I think I've challenged the Bible study group on Wednesdays to think about, was it 12 things you're thankful for in the day? And if you can do that, you can continue more and more and more and more. Just got to think about it. Let's take our hymnals and open up to hymn number 482, Father, Lead Me Day by Day. And we ought to be thankful that He does lead us day by day. Number 482. When you have it, please stand.
Father, lead me day by day, ever in Thine own sweet way. Teach me to be pure and true. Show me what I ought to do. When in danger, make me brave. Make me know that Thou canst save. Keep me safe by Thy dear side. Let me in Thy love abide. When I'm tempted to do wrong, make me steadfast, wise, and strong. And when all alone I stand, shield me with Thy mighty hand. May I do the good I know, be Thy loving child below. Then at last go home to Thee, evermore Thy child to be.
Pray with me. Heavenly Father, as we stand before You in silence, we are thankful, we're humbled by Your grace towards us. Thankful for each day of life You give us. We're thankful for the strength to go about our daily duties, our work, our school, ministering to our families. Every aspect of our lives, Lord, You're involved in. This morning, We take the time to give you praise, Lord, as the psalmist says. We forget not your benefits, but we lift our voices with you. We lift our hands and we give you thanks and we give you praise for your working in our lives. Each person here this morning, Lord, has evidence of you working in their life. Lord, help us when we forget to remember the good things you have done for us. And that in everything, we would be thankful. Father, we're grateful for the young people. Thankful because you call us to minister. You call us to do a work, young and old alike. We ask that you would continue to equip us. And because you will, Lord, we thank you even now. May the rest of this day, Lord, be a blessing. May it be for our edification. May we learn from you today, is our prayer in thy name. Amen.